Here are our top 5 tips to dominate the draft night in FPL draft mode. If you want a more detailed version of this video, make sure to check out our latest YouTube video. Tip number 1, and in my opinion the most important, set your watch list. Your watch list is essentially ranking players in order of your preference. It's important for 2 reasons. One, to give you a clear visualization of players that you want to pick in order, but also if you're idle on draft night, it will automatically pick these players in order of your rank. Tip number 2 is to have a plan. There are many strategies when it comes to the FPL draft mode, but we have figured out a few that work better than others. If you're looking for a strategy that will give you a balanced team every time, make sure to drop us a follow and watch out for our next video. Tip number 3, prioritize a forward. The forward pool in FPL draft mode is very small, so if you don't pick a striker in the early rounds, you're going to be left with a subpar striker. You should be picking up a striker in round 1 or 2, and then this eases the pressure of picking one up in later rounds. Tip number 4 is to minimize the amount of differentials you pick on draft night. Have a select few players that you're eyeing up, but only pick maximum 2. If you pick up more than 2, after a couple of weeks, you might be looking at your team and realizing you have a lot of rotation risks in there. And tip number 5, pick keepers late. In the draft, it statistically does not benefit you by picking keepers early, even if they play for a top team. If you're looking for proof and the equation of this, make sure to watch that YouTube video right till the end.